And I will protect this city, saith the Lord Almighty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, the Station Church in Rome in this Thursday after Ash Wednesday is Saint George, patron of soldiers, because the Gospel of today tells about a centurion, a big army chief, who had strong faith in our Lord. And the recurring theme during Lent is penance, and in the epistle of today's Mass, King Ezekias obtained his life and saved from danger his city through prayer and penance. Ezekias, who ruled as a king in Jerusalem, had not had a good start for his reign. His father was King Achaz, who had done incredible cruelties, worst one being that he had offered his own children to the false god named Moloch. This cruel idol was so infamous and bloodthirsty that even in my own childhood, if you lost something permanently, we said that it disappeared to the jaws of Moloch. God became very, very angry for the killing of innocent children and permitted the kingdom of Judah, where Jerusalem lied, to be conquered by the kingdom called Syria. This poor, unhappy king was then followed as a king by his son Ezekias. And he, namely Ezekias, as we read from today's epistle, was sorry how his nation had broken against God. And as epistle touchingly says, Ezekias wept with great weeping. And good God's anger truly was extinguished by these penitential tears. And God said, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. I will deliver thee and this city, and I will protect it. Dear children, in this way acts a good father. He might suffer to see his children to see very horrible and bad things, but when they cry for forgiveness, he always hears them. And this kind of merciful forgiveness did not happen only during the times of prophets or our Lord. This happens constantly, even in our own time, through his kingdom on earth, the Holy Church. To show that, I'll tell you a little story about a priest named John de Nivelle. He was truly apostolic man, wholly occupied in always winning souls to God by his preaching and by his countless hours spent in the confessional. He was a zealous preacher, but also often very sick. One time a famous doctor offered to cure him free of charge of his very painful gout. The doctor guaranteed a complete restoration to health if only he would take now good care of himself and rest well for a certain time. For how long, replied Father Nivelle, for how long shall I be obliged to lie by in my cell? For 3 months at the very least, answered the doctor. Father then exclaimed, 3 months! I should not have the heart to to spend even 3 weeks over the cure of this wretched body of mine without gaining souls, which cost Jesus Christ all his precious blood. Eventually, Father Nivelle became so sick that he was about to die. But just when he lied in his deathbed, a beggar dressed only in rags arrived to monastery and earnestly asked for him to hear his confession. The lay brothers, aware that Father was at the point of death, sent the beggar away, saying that Father was not in a fit state to listen to him. But when Father Nivelle heard of this, he immediately ordered them to recall the beggar. And with the little breath of life that Father still had and with remained in him, he heard his confession and gave him absolution. He said afterward that not for 1,000 crowns of gold would he have refused the penitent this charity of expressing sorrow for his sins. And only a few hours later, Father Nivelle died. Dear children, God is always protecting you from dangers when you hope in him and repent of your bad deeds and sins. This Lent, which has just started, is a good chance to really get to know your Father. The bad people of the world usually know only the bad side of life, like the catastrophes, wars, and other sufferings, because God does not want them to live in and to live for the evil world. But when we address God as our Father and protector, there is nothing in this world which can harm us. Because as pious King Ezekiah gained protection to himself and his city, and poor beggar had a good confession, God, as a loving Father, will always protect his children. Remember that lesson during this Lent with all your daily penances and some things which you gave up for the Lent. And remember how this world is not meant for our good living, but serving the Almighty Father in heaven. And when you do that, he shows us so many of these great graces and protection through his holy church and through the charitable deeds of all the Christians. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.